Welcome back, Dog Pound and Dog Pound Report. This week's social post of the week comes from rookie Randall Telfair. He and other rookies visited the Pro Football Hall of Fame this week as a part of the symposium.
Yes, the rookie symposium in town. They all went out to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I actually got to talk to Cam Irving after that, and he said it was an unbelievable experience. Neat to kind of walk around and check it out. And speaking of Randall Telfair, when he gets healthy, I know they have big plans for him. He was very highly thought of in the Browns draft room as a tight end out of USC, so hopefully he can get healthy soon, get back into the mix there. But I've been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame once. My dad was in town, took him out there. Pretty neat place. Cool to check out, and certainly a lot of Browns history in that place.
What's your favorite part? For me, it's going through the bus and just seeing all those great players.
Yeah.
And also, I think as a Browns fan, just when you see Jim Brown there, you see Otto Graham, and you want to connect with your team when you walk in there, because the spirit and feeling you get of rooting for your team every week, you migrate towards the players that you root for, and it's hard not to go right to those Browns when you walk in there.
Oh, of course. Everybody in Cleveland goes there. When I went, it was cool to go check out Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott and some of the 49ers that I grew up watching. But it's just, it's a football fan's kind of paradise, and I definitely think everybody should check it out. And I know these players were kind of blown away by how much was there. And, yeah, when you go into the room, the Hall of Busts, pretty impressive. It's
plus,
pretty neat.
You also have the renovations going on down there. The stadium's going to get an upgrade, a good-looking facelift. Yeah. The press box has been redone. It's outstanding.
Which is good for you.
Yeah, it's always good for me. It'll be good for you,
It'll
too.
It'll be good for me as well.
We'll give you a pop-up there if you want to come up there. But, knowing that you can drive by that and feel the heart, I mean, really the heart of professional football here in the Midwest, it's right there for you.
It is right there, and it's close for everybody watching Dog Pound Report. Check it out. Definitely get out there.
All right, so finally, let's wrap things up with our weekly predictions, and we keep these training camp related. What is your prediction, Nathan?
We talked earlier about the defensive line and just how many good players are on this defensive line, but it's a numbers game ultimately. And in the National Football League, one thing I've been told by many GMs is good players don't get cut. So what does that mean? If you can't keep them all, one's going to get traded. I think the Browns are going to make a trade from their depth at defensive line at some point during training camp.
For what position?
I don't know. Could be a draft pick. Could be a receiver. I'm not sure on the position, but I do think they will move from there and pick up an asset that they can use either this year or in the future.
All right, I'll go back with that receiver. And my prediction for this week is if Terrell Pryor does make this team, by week two, he will be in the top five for the Browns in jerseys sold. I think Browns fans will go out and flock for Terrell Pryor jerseys just to see what happens.
Will he outpace Manziel?
No, I think that'll be tough. I think it's always tough, he's a quarterback, but I do think it's tough to outpace that, and it's also a new jersey to buy.
Right.
And I think that's what puts you in that realm of saying, I want to go out and get that jersey, especially if you can make the team. But as you've said, and I've said, and we've talked a lot about, it's going to be a tough road for him. He's got to become a wide receiver, and he's going to have to learn some of the things that he's never had to do. Let's face it, 2 weeks ago, he was a quarterback.
Yeah, so why not? Let's give a guy who's a phenomenal athlete, who has a size-speed combination that we don't have on our roster, at a position where we need some help, an opportunity to come in and wow us, because that's what it's going to take. Just because he played quarterback and switched doesn't mean he can go to the practice squad now. He's got to be on your 53.
Absolutely. All right, we are off for the month of July, but make sure you tune in for the hour-long Inside the Cleveland Browns specials throughout the entire month until training camp.
Don't forget.
Oh, no. You got to take us home, baby.
That's what I was going to do. Don't forget.
Take it.
We bark together on the Dog Pound Report. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you, too.